Now we're joined by Jan Richter, who has this week's letter from Prague.
There have been gloomy reports recently about the inability of the Czech tourism industry to attract visitors to Prague and elsewhere in the country for a second, third or any further visit. Despite this, and despite the fact that, as CNN's travel expert Richard Quest once put it, getting a smile in Prague is a day's work, the city is busy with tourists all the same, and the major sites of the city, like Charles Bridge and Malá Strana, are best to visit at 4 in the morning in February. There are still plenty of places in Prague, though, where meeting tourists wandering about is as rare as getting a sir with a smile. Holešovice, my new neighbourhood, is definitely one of them. Being a Moravian, my interest in Prague had been somewhat limited due to the reputation the Prague dwellers enjoy in the rest of the country, especially in my home city of Brno. But I first heard of Holešovice when I was still a kid. A series of books by Vojtěch Steklač about the adventures of a group of kids took me right there, and I immersed into the adventures of Božík, Mirek, Čenda and Aleš, as well as their principal enemy, the swarthy Bohoušek. The books never failed to stress that Holešovice was an ancient and venerable neighbourhood, and the boys spent most of their time after school rambling about its quiet corners. Now, with quiet corners being developed and upscaled, the old Holešovice is rather difficult to find. I set out on a discovery journey the other day in search of the old Holešovice river port. Walking in the streets surrounding the port, I did come across some feeble traces of times long gone, namely a pub called U Přístavu, or the port, and another one by the name of the Captain. To my great disappointment, inside there was nothing to even remotely resemble a port pub the way I imagined it. Instead, they look like too many other similar establishments with strange, rustical pretensions. The only place I found that is really worth mentioning is an old inn where Klement Gottwald became the head of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia in 1929, turning into a group of Bolshevik hardliners. It seems that the glory of Holešovice as a port town has gone for good. Holešovice is divided into two parts by a large railway yard. The port is to the east, whereas I live in the western part below Letná, and this part of Holešovice has changed dramatically too. The boys from my favourite school days read were ardent enemies of another group of kids who were based in Zátory. This part of Prague 7 has almost vanished as well, with the only reminder of its existence I found being the street my dentist is in, called Na Zátorech. There are projects to make Holešovice a new hip and trendy area of Prague, just like Smíchov. The old slaughterhouse, now a giant marketplace, should become the river town, and much of the area around the old port is planned to be turned into an area of modern high-rise office buildings and shopping malls. Some locals, including the writer Ludvík Vaculík, fear that this will be the end of old Holešovice and the area will become just another indistinct part of the new Prague. Others believe that the renovation projects will bring new life into Holešovice's rugged streets. Whatever happens, I will keep you posted.